Welcome to the Search Storage UK Special Report podcast on email archiving services. My name's Anthony Adsett, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Ian Locke, Service Director for Storage and Backup with Glasshouse Technologies UK. There are two questions in today's podcast, and the first question is, what are email archiving services and how do they work? Over to you, Ian.
Email archiving services in this context are message storage facilities provided by a third-party service company, usually over the internet. For simplicity, let's call them cloud email archiving services. A cloud email archiving service provides an externally hosted solution which manages all email message flow into and out of your email servers and stores these messages for long-term compliance and search purposes. Customers have only to provide the necessary host and domain addresses for their in-house messaging servers, along with the required credentials so that the cloud-hosted systems can forward and send message traffic to the correct destination. The cloud service provider supplies and manages all necessary servers, application software, storage capacity, and backup or replication functionality, so the customer data is fully protected. These services remove the need for companies to purchase, manage, and support their own software and storage systems, specifically for email archiving. Such solutions can be complex to manage and costly, as they involve separate application servers and large storage repositories, so cloud-hosted solutions can be particularly attractive for smaller companies. Demand is being driven by the tightening of record-keeping legislation in the US and in the EU over the last 8 or so years, requiring a broader range of companies to be able to produce email and other data records upon request by regulatory authorities or by customers themselves under Freedom of Information and Data Protection laws. Typically, cloud email archiving services support all of the most popular messaging systems, such as Microsoft Exchange, Lotus Notes, Novell GroupWise, and Basic Sendmail. Many services can also archive and search instant messenger traffic, which is becoming more important as this and similar tools are used increasingly for business communication. Many services provide compression and file or object level deduplication functionality, which can help to reduce the overall size and increase the efficiency of the offline archive store. Most services allow customers to import data into the hosted archive from their external mail databases, and some allow the import of users' PST files. This can be a great benefit to companies struggling with email size limitations and quotas, which often lead users to create large PST files and store them locally on their laptops or workstations. Such locally stored, uncontrolled PST file archives can present real problems as they hold vital company information, but they may go unbacked up while being stored on single, unprotected disk drives.
Thanks very much, Ian. That's excellent. And the next question is, what are the pros and cons of email archiving services compared to using an email archiving product? Over to you, Ian.
The pros of externally hosted email archiving services are lower operating costs. For example, through lower hardware and software support costs, lower staffing costs, as fewer technologies and systems need to be supported internally, and also lower training costs. Hosted email archiving services also reduce the complexity of companies' IT environments, allowing IT managers and administrators to concentrate on business-facing and revenue-generating applications and services. Hosted email archiving services are also simple to expand as capacity requirements grow. There is no long-winded purchasing of additional servers and storage, followed by installation, configuration, and troubleshooting, just a request to expand the capacity to the provider. The main con comes with the model itself. When you give your data to an external provider, you commit to a degree of lock-in. What happens, for example, when you want to change your provider, perhaps to obtain lower costs or to move to an improved service? It may have been easy to upload terabytes of data to your provider at the outset, but it may be somewhat more difficult to extract that data in bulk. What happens if the provider goes out of business or exits the market? Will you just receive a large batch of backup tapes containing your archived data? Also, there may be compliance concerns. For example, does the third-party solution meet legislative restrictions in your particular country. As with many emerging cloud-based applications, email archiving currently probably best suits small to medium-sized companies which have limited IT resources and so can benefit greatly from offloading some of their more complex tasks to third-party providers. Larger enterprises will most likely want to keep control of their archives in-house until these cloud services have matured somewhat.
Thanks very much, Ian. That's the end of the podcast.